Next case.
Case number 12,551, Rodney Kennedy seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an addition to an existing structure. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Sycamore Road, approximately 431 feet southwest of Duke's Lumber Road. The 911 address is 14181 Sycamore Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 8, Parcel 2. Specifically, the applicant requests a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an addition to an existing structure. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rodney Kennedy, 7190 Walston Switch Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I have an existing 24 by 24 garage. It's actually in under construction now, almost finished. So I'm just applying for a variance for a 12 by 24 kind of lean-to that would be connected to the side of that garage for a workshop.
Okay. In your application, you had 5 criteria that we used to grant a variance. Could you go through them really quick for us?
5 criteria?
Yeah, there's in your application.
You mean like 5 reasons?
Yeah, there are 5 criteria in that you filled out in your application.
Okay. Uniqueness of property. You just want me to read what I wrote?
If you would, please,
okay.
For the record.
Uniqueness of property. Due to the pie-shaped property, the original garage, I originally was going to make it all one piece, but I couldn't do that because there's three large trees that I couldn't fit the 24 by 36 structure. If I went in 15 feet, I couldn't have done the 24 by 36 foot structure. It would have taken it too close into these 3 huge trees that I have. I already had several large trees removed in preparation of building the garage. So I'm sorry. Anyway, it would just, if I'd have done that structure, I'd have had to move in 15 feet. So I couldn't have put that whole structure in. So what I did is I moved the original part over to 10 feet as far as I could to the property line so that it would give me enough room to just put the 12 by 24 lean-to on the side. Okay, that's the first question. Cannot otherwise be developed. Cannot be built anywhere else on the property. Because of the shape of the property, this addition couldn't be put anywhere else. The lean-to needs to be attached to the garage. Number 3, not created by the applicant. The narrowness of the property and the mature trees located are the reason for the requested variance. Number 4, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This addition will blend in with the established garage, the same siding and roofing, and also with the neighborhood. Number 5, minimum variance. There is only 5 feet of variance requested. The established garage is already 10 feet from the property line.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not really.
Do we have any questions for the gentleman?
Where's the septic on the property?
If you're standing to the front of the property, it would be on the right-hand side of the house and of where the garage is going to be.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Sharp?
When was the garage built?
It started in February. And I've actually waited to put the siding on the garage until I heard from the decision about this, because I want to put the siding on the side of the garage that the addition's going to be on, or that would go on, because that would just have to be removed.
Did you consider ever putting the lean-to on the other, like on the rear of it, and having the garage itself closer to the trees? Is that not something that could have been done?
There are trees further in the back. I did consider that, but there's trees further in the back that they would have been in the way.
And looking at your drawing, it looks to me like only the rear corner of the garage is 10 feet from the property line?
The rear corner is, yes.
And the front corner would probably be further than that,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, because of the angle.
Is the front corner 15 feet at least from the property line?
I would say so. I would say that was enough of an angle to create at least 15 feet, yes. And like I say, I intentionally brought it over 10 feet. I could have just built the 24 by 24 at the 5 foot line, but I just thought I'd bring it over and to shove the whole garage over as far as I could.
Have you considered another location for the lean-to area, or does it have to be next to the garage?
I couldn't really build it anywhere else. I mean, it would have to be attached to the garage. I didn't really want to, other than on the back of the garage is the only other option. Like say there's trees that are back there also. So there wasn't really anywhere else. It was would have to go to either side of the garage or the back.
Have you had any complaints? I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
How long have you owned the property?
Since 2018.
Okay.
It belonged to my mother. She had it for 30 years and she passed away. So I bought my brother and sister out.
I'm familiar with that area. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? We have three.
I got
four. I might be missing one. Four total?
Four.
Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. there any further questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12551, Mr. Rodney Kennedy, for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property has a unique physical condition, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of regulation at issue.
Motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12551 has been approved.
Thank you.